From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
With the fine people of Michigan in front of me, and with my sweetheart at my side, I declare my intention to run for President of the United States.
The goal is the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In the next 60 days, we expect North Korea to shut down and seal the Yongbyon nuclear facility for the purpose of abandonment.
This is not just the U.S. and North Korea. We're working very closely with some other key countries, notably China. So I think North Korea is as isolated as it's ever been before, and I think that's the reason we might be making some progress.
There are weapons in Iraq that are harming U.S. troops because of the Quds Force. And as you know, I hope, that the Quds Force is a part of the Iranian government. Whether Ahmadinejad ordered the Quds Force to do this, I don't think we know. But we do know that they're there, and I intend to do something about it.
The weapons exist. People got to look at it. They got to look at what happens when they detonate. It's hard for me to argue that that's a phantom menace, and it's also a lot harder to argue to our troops who've been getting hit by them.
Why don't we have the real debate and have the real vote and do it now? Let's get away from the non-binding resolution. Let's get away from the slow bleed. Let's just have the real debate that the American people want us to have and bring it to an end.
The passage of this legislation will signal a change in direction in Iraq that will end the fighting and bring our troops home safely and soon.
The reason we're here on a Saturday playing these stupid political games while people are off over in Iraq trying to win this war is because our colleagues on the other side of the aisle are afraid to take a vote on cutting off funding.
Colleagues who blocked an Iraq debate last week have a choice to make. Do they intend to join the American people in opposing more of the same in Iraq, or do they intend to continue to give the president a green light to escalate the war?